A recently published report paints an alarming picture of the state of many Americans' personal finances. The Federal Reserve says 4 in 10 could not come up with $400 to cover an unexpected expense, and 2 in 10 cannot pay their monthly bills in full. It's a trend that Lindsay Stanbury hopes to change. She is the author of the new book, Refinery 29, Money Diaries, Everything You've Ever Wanted to Know About Your Finances and Everyone Else's. The book is based on Refinery 29's popular Money Diary series, where women publicly track all of their expenses for 1 week for everyone to see and pick apart. Money Diaries is published by Touchstone, an imprint of Simon & Schuster, a division of CBS. Lindsay Stanbury is also the founding editor of the Work and Money section at Refinery 29, a digital media company. Love the book.
Thank you. I was cackling
throughout. I had no idea finances could be so fun.
Thank you.
You really talk about how women tend to feel uncomfortable talking about money. I can relate to that.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
You know, I think it's still really awkward. It's still a taboo subject. It's only recently that we have entered the workforce and the numbers that we have. And so we're only beginning to tell our financial stories. And I think that's why Money Diaries has been so popular on Refinery 29. And I think that's why it's so important to be talking about money.
And so many of these stories are very detailed. A lot of women have really put it all out there, yourself included. Why did you think it was important to talk about your financial issues?
I thought it was really important because so many of the women that I interviewed in the book shared so much. There's a woman who has breast cancer and no health insurance. There was a lesbian couple who talked about trying to conceive but not having the finances to afford to do so. So these women were so generous with their stories that it was important for me to tell mine. But I'm also not a financial expert. I've been learning this along with our readers. And so sharing my story, the things that I struggle with, the areas that I'm successful in, I think gives an easier entryway into talking about money.
And one of the biggest misconceptions about money, and you note this as well, is that people find it so intimidating, right? They think that it's so hard. You argue the opposite, that it's not actually that hard.
I think it's hard. I think that there are areas that are difficult. There are areas that are awkward. There are spaces where you're going to have to take some time and do some research, but I say in the beginning of the book, I was bad at math in high school. I was very creative. I didn't ever think that I would be writing about personal finance for a living. It's kind of crazy. But it isn't hard, and it's so empowering when you have, you know, when you take control and you really know and understand your money, and it's a game changer.
Well, it's a point, the thing you point out. I mean, people sometimes, if they have debt, they're ashamed of it in a certain way and don't really want to look at it in the face. One of the things I found interesting is that it's women who actually hold most of the outstanding student loan debt in this country, about $900 billion worth. $27,000 is the average debt. How do you wrap your arms around that?
It's really hard. I mean, and it's not surprising either, right? We have a gender wage gap, so we're being paid less than men. But we're also going to college in greater numbers than them. So there's a few things. I think that there's a lot of guilt and shame around student loan debt, but ostensibly we're getting those loans so that we can better ourselves. And if we begin to think of them as more as mortgages, we can slowly pay them off. It doesn't have to be a sprint. It can be a marathon. But, you know, there are other bigger systemic problems holding us back. And with that in mind, you know, sometimes these are not problems that you can fix on a personal level. It's more of a political issue.
One of the things I found so alarming was that you said that 75% of those who ask for a raise actually get one, but half of Americans don't even ask.
I know, right? Isn't that amazing? I think that it's scary to ask for a raise. I have been terrible at negotiating for myself. It's only something that I've gotten better at in recent years. But they really say that you need to be negotiating from that very first job offer. And you might not necessarily get a yes, but that at least you set a precedent so that they're going to start knowing that you are someone who expects more.
And you're making it that much more difficult for them to say no.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Something my father had always said was to have money for a rainy day. And you say that is the most important advice that you could offer, is to have an emergency fund.
Yeah.
How many Americans don't?
Most Americans don't. We did a survey recently at Refinery 29 where we found that 1 in 4 women didn't have more than $250 in savings. And that's shocking.
Wow.
And it's worrisome. We recommend in the book, I worked with a team of all female financial advisors that was really important to me. And one of the women, Manisha Dekor, recommended that you have at least $2,000 in savings. And if you think about that, that breaks down to about $5 a day. And I joke in the book, I won't tell you not to buy a latte, because I feel like a lot of the financial advice for young women is like, don't buy that latte. And that's terrible advice. So I think that, you know, I'm not going to tell you not to buy that latte, but if you think about that $5 is going to go towards an emergency fund that you can use for something really important, it's so crucial.
But at the same time, you say budgets are bull.
Yeah, I don't love bull. I don't love budgets. I think that a lot of the advice around women and money tends to have like a dieting diatribe to it, and that's not helpful. They really set us up to fail. If you're worried about, you know, $50 goes to your entertainment this month or $100 goes to your food and you go over, then you just feel so much anxiety. I actually recommend people do a money diary. I know that sounds like I'm trying to get you to publish on Refinery29, which I think you should, but it also is a really great mindful exercise. I swipe my credit card at the grocery store without looking at the total. I think a lot of people do. Taking the time to write it down can really change things.